This is episode number 2435 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 4th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Have you ever wondered who's a better lover?
Padme or Leia? Wait a minute. Boy, that sounded weird, didn't it? It's Star Wars Day, kids. Sorry. My bad.
Wasn't going there.
Okay. All right.
And
it was creepy.
I was just going to say Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck.
Oh, wow. Well, I would probably pick Brad. That would be me.
I probably would, too.
Yeah.
Well, Goop's had them both.
Oh, she has, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I forgot.
I try to forget that.
Like Taylor Swift has had
a lot.
A lot, too. Who does she date? She didn't
date
either.
We're not talking about Taylor Swift.
No, she's too young for that.
We're talking about Goop.
Okay.
I'd rather talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
As I'm not a big fan of talking about, but this is the Who Cares News.
All right. Okay. All right.
Therefore,
we got that.
This is where Goop
You've
belongs.
You've established that. Okay. The Goop
and,
News.
And now she's talking. No. Never.
Right.
And now she's talking.
She's talking. So she's saying who
on the,
would you rather?
On the Call Her Daddy podcast, she was asked who curled her toes more, and she said, quote, "That is really hard because Brad was like the sort of major chemistry, love of your life kind of at the time. And then Ben was like technically excellent. I can't believe my daughter is listening to this."
Yeah, so is John Mayer.
Right. Now, Gwenny also says that she never got with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, wow.
Even though he tried.
Oh, really?
She turned him down because he was, quote, loose with the goods. Maybe she sent him a candle.
Here's what I think. I think she broke him. I think she broke him that he couldn't have anybody that was, you know, over the age of 25.
What was so great about her?
At one time when she was younger, she had won an Oscar. She won a Best Actress Oscar for
Shakespeare
in
Love.
Yeah. And she was like, 22? And then nothing since. You know, 40 years have gone by, not 40, but 20 some odd years have gone by in her life. And while she's produced her best work, which was Apple and whatever the other name is, I forget.
Orange?
No, it's not orange. It starts with an M. Anyway, yeah.
Mascarpone.
And now she's, you know, Mrs. Folchek. Chuck.
So it sounds to me like, when she compared them, it sounds like Brad came out on top.
Ooh.
We have Ben, who's technically excellent.
See, now that was, she really, okay. she was very political about this, which
but
she's
then
very
Brad's
good at.
Chemistry.
Well, you know, chemistry.
Like
is
passionate.
Like, you know, it's like, that's fire.
That's
man.
Like the, that's yeah, fire. Ooh, baby. Yeah.
Fire is chemical, right?
Yeah, so I'm gonna think that Brad won that argument.
Right. And yeah, obviously,
more
Leo
so than
didn't,
technically excellent.
Because he was too loose with the goods, whatever that means. I can only imagine. He was loose with the goods.
Loose with the goods. There's so many ways you could go with that. So now I do want to talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She's reportedly found herself another London boy following her split from Joe Alwyn.
You know, I kind of thought that she doesn't go very long without guys.
No.
You know, basically I think she gets bored with them after a while, her boy toys, and she very quietly, you know, puts them away. Maybe they're in a closet. Maybe they're under the bed. Maybe they're hanging with a whole closet full of sweaters. You see what it did there? Sweaters?
Cardigans
mm-hmm. to be specific. Anyway.
Anywho, she's reportedly now dating the 1975 frontman Matt Healy.
And he's from England.
So sources.
Well, Alwyn was from England too, right?
Yeah.
So she's, you know what? She's just perfecting her accent. I think that's what she's doing.
Well, now she can write songs, you know,
with S's instead of Z's in the words, or O's following the U's following the O's, and like honor and color. Okay.
Well, sources claim that the son, the pair are already madly in love, despite only dating for less than 2 months.
Oh, wait. What? Yep. 2 months?
Well, her and Joe were, I mean, they, of course, they were together for 6 years. You know, it was an awful quick.
He was, like, going to some of her shows, wasn't he? She hasn't been out there longer than 2 months doing this tour, has she? I think she just started, like, a month and a half ago.
Right. Huh? So it's super early days, but it feels right, the insider alleged. They first dated very briefly almost 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
But timing just didn't work out at
the time.
Apparently
not.
Although Taylor and Joe's breakup was announced last month. Now, supposedly the pair, supposedly they actually split up in February.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's the deal.
So there was no crossover.
Sure there wasn't.
And now the new couple is ready to go public with their romance this weekend at Taylor's upcoming Eras Tour.
Well, we're going to have to keep an eye on that.
Her show in Nashville.
All right. So spoiler alert, if you've got tickets to see Taylor, turn off your radio because I'm going to tell you something that's kind of cool about her.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You ready? She comes in on stage in a garbage bin. That's how they hide her to bring her on stage.
Really?
She's in a big, what looks like a custodial bin,
uh-huh.
And it opens up and she falls out. And she does her show.
Oh.
She changes costumes 10 times. Jeepers. She dives into the stage on one number, and then she pops up on the other side of the stage in another costume. But my guess is, because she's always wearing a big flowing gown when she dives into the stage, that's just an over thing that she pulls off and she comes up the other side. I do know this. I saw this in a pre... concert thing. I don't know why this is so cool to me, but they've got like a what would you call it? It's kind of like a it's a sled. It's a sled under the. So she lays on the sled and they sled her down. They sled her down to the thing. And I did see something. I was afraid the opening in the stage floor and they've got all these lights going on.
Yeah,
it's
very narrow.
But I saw something yesterday that shows
she's narrow.
They shine a green laser light across it so she can see that it's ready for her to jump into.
Gotcha.
Just the fascinating.
Does she fall on a mattress?
Yeah, she's got it. Well, I think she falls on that sled because she like within less than a minute.
Well, she can't fall on something hard.
Yeah, she's on the other side of the stage popping up and she's got a different
costume.
Maybe
it's a pillow sled.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Puffy sled.
I was going to say something about Sean Puffy Combs, but I'm not going to go there because it has nothing to do with Taylor. With my apology to Puffy, because I didn't need to mention him. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.